This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Don't make any plans yet. We have only next week and 4 days after that to complete the work, not counting the weekend dates.
House Speaker Taylor Barra is attempting better play clock management in this second special session than during the first special session earlier this year. He gave representatives a rundown of the plan of attack.
Thursday morning, we are attempting to schedule an Appropriations Committee meeting to send House Bill 2 to committee to suspend the rules and be able to hear House Bill 2 tentatively on the floor Thursday afternoon.
The rules say a bill has to lie over one day between the committee hearing and the chamber vote. House Ways and Means has already okayed HB 2, the capital outlay bill, and that committee's chairman, Neil Abramson, says he expects the House will be voting on some Senate items in that bill.
The plan is to get from the Senate staff as well all of the proposed changes that we need to make to HB 2 and make them on the House side so that when we send it over to them, it already incorporates all the changes that they would otherwise make.
Barra says he's hopeful Abramson's committee will advance several of the revenue-raising bills today so the full House can vote on them too.
We will also attempt Thursday afternoon to hear whatever comes out of Ways and Means. We're trying to get most of this to the Senate on Friday so they can begin taking it up on Monday.
The Senate can't officially receive it until Monday, however, because after meeting for 5 minutes this morning, just long enough to take roll call, pray, and say the pledge, the Senate adjourned until Monday at 4 p.m. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.